We lost another 92,000 jobs. Unemployment ticking ever upward. 92,000. We have not had a single good month for jobs since Trump took office. Incredible. I ate them. Me with a suspiciously 92,000 job-shaped bulge in my belly. Mmm, yummy. Look at that, man. That's crazy. Sheesh. You hear oil's currently predicted to hit $6 by August? Yeah, we'll see. Yeah, well, oil's up to $90 right now. It's gone from 80 to 90 in a single day. It's looking very good, folks. They're calling it a bull market. Have you seen the jobs report? The U.S. lost 92,000 jobs in February. Really? Did they? That's so interesting. Oil surges 35% this week for biggest gain in futures trading history dating back to 1983. Thank you, CNBC. I love market-driven analysis of something like oil prices because they're like, listen, guys, everything's great. If you bought futures, everything's great. This is yet another investment opportunity. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm not going to lie. I really underestimated how susceptible we were to oil prices spiking, but that's because I forgot something critical. You see, there's something the Trump administration failed to do before launching war with Iran. They didn't refill the strategic petroleum reserves, the ones that Biden burnt through in an effort to alleviate the worst bumps during his presidency. They never refilled them, so we don't have any. So, yeah, we're basically just at the whim of market forces. So that's neat. Yeah, look at those oil prices. WTI crude, look at that, baby. Whoo! Here, go back to 1 year. Whoo! See that spike? Now that's what I like to call an investment opportunity. So we should be thankful for Biden rat-fucking Trump? Hey, Trump's had over a year to refill the strategic reserve. Okay, just to really hit home how fucking stupid this administration is, oil has been incredibly cheap over the past year. They could have refilled the strategic reserve for the lowest price basically ever. They could have refilled it for a fraction of the cost that it would have taken to refill it back in like the 70s or 80s. It just an incredibly low price. And they didn't. They just didn't. They didn't care. Whatever. Just another boring, not exciting, not interesting bit of government spending that the Doge-minded Trump administration officials were not concerned with. Yeah, can't make a fucking little Dark Age edit about that. This was back when Biden was burning through the strategic reserve to keep prices lower during the inflation spike. But we're going up. We're going up. What's a little Dark Age edit? It's something that Nazi pedophiles make when they're trying to convince themselves that they benefit in some way from Arabs dying. Or, like, it's something they make to pretend that they would have been accepted in America back in the 1960s. Like, they wouldn't have been thought of as some greasy social reject. Like, these people can't even fit in today when we're so much more tolerant of social pariahs. They think they would have been better off in America back when it was, like, 90% white, and the average person would get made fun of for not getting a haircut once a week or going outside with a well-tailored suit. Like, they think that would be the America they'd fit in when they can't even summon the energy to clean their rooms. I read some Wall Street Journal propaganda the other day that blamed Biden for burning through the reserves unnecessarily. Trump could have filled them. Dude, look at how low the prices are down here. Why the fuck didn't he refill the reserves? There's definitely potential for a global oil crisis from this. Yeah. Yeah. It's not looking great. Jet fuel is getting much more expensive. Look at that. Argonne U.S. jet fuel index has gone from a keen $2, $2.50 up to $4 overnight. So hope you bought your plane tickets before, you know, hope you already got that settled. At these prices, it might start to be like they might have to start canceling flights, you know? It's possible the airlines just can't afford to run these flights, even ones that are already booked. Trump just allowed Russia to start trading oil again. Yeah, probably in an effort to drive down the price, but right now that just means Iran's buying it. Like, allowing Russia to start trading oil with other countries doesn't mean it's going to drive down the price for us. Yet another gift to Putin. Hey, listen, okay? Right now, listen, I'm really sorry to my brothers in Ukraine. But right now, emboldening Putin does help Iran. And we have a whole, like, apocalypse cult to, you know, deflate. So, work it out, okay? Work it out. Hold your hunker down, all right? We just need a little bit of oil trading between Iran and Russia to get the, keep things going over there. It's a very complicated world. I'm not saying it's an easy, clean decision. Ukraine's making banks selling anti-drone stuff to the Gulf states. Don't worry about it. More interceptors to Dubai. Sir, we just ran out. Our last 30,000 anti-Iranian Shahed drone interceptors have been destroyed. We need 30,000 more. How long will that last you? Till tomorrow. So fucking stupid, man. It's so stupid. Jesus Christ. Look, we'll see how high the numbers go on this one. Right now, it seems like our only plan for keeping the Strait of Hormuz open is U.S. ships accompanying tankers moving through, but that's not really a reliable. That's not a good long-term strategy. Man, drones have really democratized the war front, haven't they? You know, like drones have like a drone, at least at shorter ranges, a drone basically does what a missile does, but like 1/100th the price. It's so much cheaper. The Shahed drones are really, how much do they cost again? It's like insanely inexpensive. Between $20,000 and $50,000. That's insane. That's nothing for the cost of a car. I mean, literally like 1/100th to 1/1000th the price of a big, ballistic or cruise missile or whatever. I don't know. I'm guesstimating, but it's incredibly cheap. That military official who said they're closing the cost gap. Yeah, we're not developing an interceptor cheaper than that, man. You'd be surprised what drones can do even to NATO armies. Yeah, and it is, you know what? In a way, the invention of the drone is kind of like the invention of the crossbow or of the firearm. You know? Like every time new cheap ways of killing someone from afar are invented and made widely available, people freak out because now trained professional, highly funded, equipped armies can be taken down by peasantry. They did it with the crossbow. The Pope banned crossbows because you could take out knights with very little skill. Like literally, a peasant could pick one up and just kill a plate armored knight. When guns were developed, people feared the exact same thing because now all of a sudden, like a person with very little training, like a squad of 12 peasants could be given a few days training and they could just gun down well-trained knights on horseback. And we're getting to the same place now with drones, where it's like, okay, here's your $50 billion aircraft carrier. Well, all right, how many interceptors does it have stocked? Because we can afford to throw more drones at it than it has interceptors to intercept with. They banned crossbows against Christians, mainly European knights. They loved it when peasants killed Saracen knights. Well, there you know how it is. Oh, hold on. Now chat's schooling me on medieval military history. Oh God, I saw all the blue text popped up. Oh my God. I'm sorry, I'm sorry. You understand the point, okay? You understand the point. It's not just oil, the entire global supply chain is at risk. Farmers see fertilizer price. Oh my God, man. I was already on Iran's side. You're telling me that they're hurting farmers too? You don't need to. I'm coming across a little bit partisan here. You don't need to sell me that hard. I was saying you were even more correct. Oh. Thirst and starvation coming to the Middle East if Iran hits desalination plants and imports slow down. Yeah, haven't they already stopped? Haven't like some major importers already stopped bringing stuff to the United Arab Emirates? Dubai is going to be starving. Remember that all of this is America's fault. Iran has yet to target critical desalination plants in the Gulf. Aren't you tired of playing nice, Iran? Aren't you tired of always getting walked over by the Gulf states? By those Western puppets? Iran? Iran, have you considered war crimes? Oh, man. No, Vosh, this might actually kill my family. Could you set your tier one subscription on the site to recurring, please? Could everyone living in Lebanon, Jordan, the UAE, Saudi Arabia, Yemen, could you all please? No, it's all very sad. But America is doing this. America is doing this. It's their fault. CIA did this to up donos. UAE's working class is going to be hit the hardest. Ah, you mean the slaves? Yes. Yeah, likely, yes. I don't know, man. Look, the only reason this is happening is because the American ruling class has gotten so fat and delusional that they genuinely believe there are no second-order consequences to doing what we're doing right now with Iran. The entire capital class and all of their puppets have lined up behind Trump, and they all genuinely believe that you can just do this. You can just kill the leadership of a country with 100 million people and just whatever, man. We're just in it. Just a quick decapitation strike that might last until September. Is it a war? Is it not a war? No one cares. Who cares? This is a consequence of our arrogance. And frankly, we deserve everything that's coming to us. But also, let's be fair here. So does the UAE. So does Saudi Arabia. These countries are just as evil as us, and they're complicit in what has been happening. They have all had numerous opportunities over the past century to advocate for the interests of their people, and they haven't because these countries are led by fat, wealthy pedophiles. They might as well be a component of the American ruling class. I mean, they're all like petrobillionaires, you know. It's not like they're meaningfully different. They just wear different hats. Dubai will be the next Dresden, God willing. The reason why I've said Iran is the only country there that has a legitimate right to cultural hegemony in the Middle East, because Iran is the only country there, genuinely, really, the only country that has held up, that has a large population, and that has a national culture that is even remotely reflective of the interests of its people. And that's a really fucking low bar because they're led by a, well, they were led by a detestable theocratic lunatic, you know? Like, it's an incredibly low bar, but the Iranian government and the Iranian people are more in sync and have been more in sync historically than whatever you could claim the interests of the UAE or fucking Saudi Arabia are. Just shameless petrostate Western puppets. Just nothing. There's nothing there. Nothing there. Yemen? Well, Yemen's barely a country. Holy fuck, this shit has cost us $5 trillion so far. That's. For one, this is Jackson Hinkle. For two, this is billion, not trillion. For three, no, this is a fake number. This does not represent the actual cost. The actual cost is far, far greater than this. I promise you that we have already spent more than $5.6 billion on the war with Iran. This is a fake number. Egypt did have that decades ago. Oh yeah, no, Egypt is fucking pathetic, man. Egypt should be an insanely powerful regional hegemon, but they're not. Nobody even cares what they think. Sisi was brought to power by Israel and the US, so we can't do much. Yeah. Puppet states. They're all puppet states. It's because we overthrew their leadership? No, I know that. We created this situation. Literally, in every country, at every level, we, the West, and our interests broadly, largely petro interests, you know, but there's a mix of them, have orchestrated all of this. This is the dynamic. That we now that we're now dealing with. So it's very unfortunate, you know, it's very unfortunate that we are, you know, contemplating. It's very unfortunate that Iran is in a position where the only way to resist the ambitions of people who literally want to end the world is just indiscriminately throwing drones everywhere. That's not great, but it's also a situation that America created. What is Iran supposed to do? What happens if Iran just gives up and falls? What happens if they're, for one, you know, they keep getting bombed because we're bombing them for literally no reason right now. We're bombing them with no objective. The White House isn't giving us an objective. So if Iran does this, all it means is that they do nothing while they continue to get bombed. And then what? Israel invades Lebanon, which they're clearly gunning to do right now. They're already bombing Beirut, all right? Then what? What happens after that? We continue to watch as the tampered ambitions of greater Israelites in Israel and in America start pushing for more and more expansion outward. What happens when they take the southern half of Lebanon, you know? What happens when Israel starts putting political pressure on Jordan? What happens when they invade Syria and take more land? You know, what th this is a runaway train. This is a snowball rolling down a hill that ultimately doesn't really have much to do with what Iran does or doesn't do. But by being obstinate, by being aggressive, by being indiscriminate, Iran is giving us the best chance of avoiding the worst case scenario in the future. Because the worst case scenario in the future is the American ruling class, completely unmoored from reason, decide, yep, we're doing it. We're actually doing it. We're building the third temple. We're doing it. We're ending the world. It's happening. Let's go. Hegseth is aura farming ineptly, on Twitter. He's talking about how this has been promised to us for thousands of years. It's the rapture. It's the day of his return. And then what? What happens after we don't get it? These people are going to lose their goddamn minds. That's a World War III scenario. You people talk about, oh, World War III, Iran's getting bombed. No. When they decide to go for the greater Israel, that's World War III, okay? Because that means taking a lot of neighboring countries. Iran's doing the best they can right now to keep that from happening. What do the oligarchs want from this war? Money. A lot of them are insane. They have like God complexes. I don't know. A lot of these people are all mentally ill and stupid by and large. We're ruled by very stupid people. I saw a translated post from an Iranian IRGC media account going, "Once the Dems win the midterms, they will make Trump stop bombing us. We just need to hold out until November and resist their aggression. We will win," which is really funny, giving more credence to that report they offered the DNC dirt on Trump in 2024. I mean, I think it's very charming that the IRGC seems convinced the Democrats would not then just continue the bombing. You see the War Powers vote in the House? Four Democrats sided with the Republicans, just enough to tank the whole thing. Good stuff, good stuff. No, I do think the Democrats would stop the bombing. If they wanted to. I don't know if they would want to exercise that power through Congress, though. I highly doubt the IRGC knows the difference between the GOP and Dems. I think the average member of the IRGC probably knows more about American politics than the average American politician. I think that we are read by lunatics, or led by lunatics. I think that we're ruled over by like actual psychopaths. They speak better English than you, motherfucker. That is true. That is true. Yeah. So, yeah, those oil prices, huh? Oil prices spiking, the job market revision, 92,000 down in the month of February. The Dow is falling, which means that we can now prosecute pedophiles again, thank God. Home heating oil prices have spiked by one third. It could get worse. The average American is going to freeze to death come next winter, Allah willing. No, it's not 50,000, no more. Lord, we're really pulling a Russia, aren't we? Well, what's happening to America right now is the same thing that happened to Russia. Yeah. The emboldened capital class scooped up everything and then they got high on their own supply. Now that they were no longer competing with each other, but rather colluding with each other to exchange favors and carve up what remained of the Russian economy, there was no external force that was keeping them sane. In the same way that, like, I'll put it this way, okay? As insane as the Nazis were, they would have been that much more insane if they didn't have to fight a war. War was the only thing that kept the Nazi regime even remotely tethered to reality. If it wasn't for the fact that 1 + 1 has to equal 2 when you're designing a tank, they would have been up the fucking moon by 1945. It would have been a Jonestown situation with these people. But America doesn't really have any natural enemies. We're too strong. So, there's no reason to be rational. Why was that not, or at least less, of the case for the Soviet Union? I'm not sure what you mean. The Soviet Union wasn't capitalist. The mechanisms they had for the acquisition of power internally weren't the same as ours. After the fall of the Soviet Union, they became the same as ours, and they immediately fell prey to the worst possible version of that system. But it was inevitable for us, too. All capitalist systems eventually will trend towards this. BlackRock just froze $1.2 billion in withdrawal requests at its private credit fund. Huh. That doesn't signal confidence. Investors in BlackRock's 26 billion fund asked to pull out 9.3% of their money. BlackRock said no and cap withdrawals at 5%. Blackstone had to put in $400 million of its own cash to cover the exits. Yeesh. Man, the Dow is nowhere near 50,000 anymore. Trump should put out a post telling everyone to withdraw all their savings. The money president? Yeah.